I woke up to "I am not a man that I should lie." Over and over again. "I am not a man that I should lie." And I said, "Okay. Okay, I hear you, Lord." And a little while later, he confirmed to me that the thing that I asked him to do, he did it. And I want to tell you, it was so uncomfortable. I asked him to help me with something, and he started giving me directions that I didn't like. They were just, I just didn't like the directions. I didn't like where he was going with this. I didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, of course, he was going to be faithful. But I got anxious. I got uneasy because of the way he was doing what I usually do, totally different. And so I had the confirmation of a few minutes later that he did what he said he would do. And, you know, I by hearing him say, "I'm not a man that I should lie," I realized I had some doubt in there. Or why would he say that to me? And then he said, share this with my people. And so I'm sharing it with you today. God is not a man that he should lie. And even though you asked him something and you're totally uncomfortable with how he's leading you, don't doubt and give up, because he is faithful. Those who delight in the Lord, he gives them the desires of their heart. That's what he said. I care about what you care about. Of course, I'm going to do that thing that you asked me to do. And actually, a couple of months ago, it was kind of the same thing. He asked me to do something. I got so out of my comfort zone. He said, "Give me a chance. I'm going to work this out. I'm going to work it out for your good." And sure enough, he did. He changed everything that seemed like a disaster. And I had faith because I hung in there. But at the same time, I doubted that I even made the right decision. I doubted that I was even led by him because of the way things were turning out. And so, I mean, here we are again. He got me uncomfortable and answered, of course, with more than I could ask or think, but way out of my comfort zone both times. And I mean, this has happened to me before, but just these recent things. And with this word, he's like, "I'm not a liar. I'm going to do what I said. I'm not sorry that I made this promise. I'm not sorry." And then he started talking to me about those who give up on him. They wonder, well, why didn't he do this? And maybe you missed that direction that he gave you to do it his way, to bring you out of your comfort zone and just cast your care and let him do it. Or, you know, maybe you just didn't think he was going to because you don't really know him that well. And if you can't see it, you won't believe it. Many people are like that. But you know what? It says in Romans, in Romans 12, Romans 2 actually, verse 11, "For God sees us all without partiality." He doesn't see us any differently. He looks at us all the same. You know, he's got millions and trillions of children, and he looks at us all the same. He doesn't show favoritism. And another translation I have up here, it says, "For God shows no partiality, undue favor, unfairness with him. One man is not different from the other." And then verse 12, "All who have sinned without the law will also perish without regard to the law. And all who have sinned under the law will be judged and condemned by the law. For it is not merely hearing the law that makes one right before God, but it's the doers of the law who will be held guiltless and acquitted and justified." And so I was doing the law. It's my quest to do it, to do what God asked me to do. And so that's where I'm at. But he's talking about people that hear the law, but don't do the law. And I've been there too. You know, you hear the word, but you think, oh, God doesn't expect me to do that. And if you don't do his word, he can't do anything. So, you know, maybe you're asking him for something and it's not happening, but you missed him say something that you need to do to make it happen, like maybe forgive someone. Or maybe you're cheating someone or gossiping, lying, whatever it is, he's going to correct you so that he can do for you the thing that you're asking him to. In my case, it was an instruction way out of my comfort zone. I didn't want to do it, but I did it because it's my, as I said, it's my quest, it's my objective to do what he said. Because if I don't do what he said, then I don't have his blessings in my life, his power, or his, you know, his anointing. It's not there. And I don't like how it feels without. So, again, God, he's not changing his mind. He's not thinking, I'm not going to do it for this one. He doesn't play favorites. But it's when you do the word, you allow him to do the thing that you're asking him to do. And so maybe as an example, you're sick and you don't really believe Isaiah 53:3-5. By his wounds you have been healed. He bore your sickness, your disease, your sorrow, your pain. If you don't believe that, then you're not going to talk that and you're not going to act that, and then he can't heal you. Because doing his will, obeying him, not just hearing him, is calling those things to be not as though they were. Faith without action is dead, acting it out, and then he can bring to pass your healing. But if you say, well, I don't believe that, or maybe you don't realize that's what you're saying, I don't believe that, but you're not acting it, you're not saying it, and you're afraid, and you just expect, let's say it's cancer, you just expect the doctor's report to come to pass, and you don't take authority, the authority that you have, and maybe you don't know any of this, and so you're not doing it. And it's not that God would lie, it's that you didn't believe it. And so it doesn't come to pass. Faith without action is dead. You know, the word says it's impossible to please God without faith. Hebrews 11:6. And that's because if you don't have faith, he can't do. And you don't have faith when you're not on the same page as he is. He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, ask what you will and it will be done. In other words, if you obey me, if you're on the same page as I am, if we're in oneness, then you can ask whatever you want. As representing me means you're doing my will, you're doing my principles. You're being a witness for me, you're showing who I am. So of course, because you're obeying me, I'm going to do what you asked. And so same thing with anything else. If you won't tithe and you won't give, God's principles, the foundation for all his blessings really in your life, say he's my God. He's going to rebuke the devourer for my sake. If you won't do that, you really don't believe he's going to take care of you. Luke 6:38 says, given will be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And so if you don't believe that if you give, you'll get back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, you won't give. And not giving is not faith. And then that won't come to pass. But at the same time, you're saying, well, why didn't God meet my needs? Why didn't God do this for me? Why am I broke? because what do you say and what do you do? A lot of people say, I'm poor. You know, my mom was poor. Her mom was poor. My dad, his dad, on and on and on. And we're just poor. This is how God wants it for me. That's not true. He said, if you tithe, that he would open the windows of heaven. But if you didn't tithe, that you were his enemy. You're robbing him. So if you're robbing him, then how do you expect him to bless you? He said, give and it'll be given unto you, pressed out, shaken together, and running over. But if you're hoarding, then that won't come back to you. God is not a man that he should lie. We're the liars. We say we love Jesus. He said, if you love me, then you'll do what I say. But we don't do what he says. Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. That's a scary thought when you think deeply about that. If you don't do his will and his word is his will, if you're not doing what he says to do, then you're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Examine that. Examine yourself. Look what it's saying. Take a closer look at it. Meditate on it. And many are going to say, but Lord, I did this for you. I did that. I did all these things. Are you going to be arguing with him that day? Saying, Lord, I was right and you were wrong. None of this stuff came to pass. You didn't keep your promise. Just say, no, you didn't keep your promise. Away from me, I never knew you. You rejected me by not doing my will, the Father's will. It's up to us to know the word. It's up to us to apply the word to our life, to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. If you ask Jesus to do something for you, then expect instruction and know his way is higher than our way. And that in that situation I was in, besides him helping me out, I really actually had a God before him. And I was asking him to help me with it. And he did. And so he's the one who pointed it out. This is your God. Lord, please help me out of this then. Show me what to do instead, because you know this is important to me. And he did, and I didn't like it, but I did it. And he's not a man that he should lie. He shouldn't have to defend himself like that, right? We should just believe that. I am not a man that I should lie. Numbers 28:19. God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie. Neither son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he has promised. Has he said and shall not do it? Or has he spoken it and he shall make it good? He's going to do what he said if you do his will. If you do what you said you would do, then his answer is yes and amen. He wants to do for you. Just like your children, you want to do for them. You tell them, if you do this, I'm going to do that. And you're not sorry about it because you love them. He knew what he was doing when he made those promises. He wants to make those promises. And he's not changing his mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to say, oh, I changed my mind. I give up on these people. He loves us. Let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you for pointing this out to us today. Thank you for this word, for growing us up to be like you, to be ready to move in with you. Thank you for this truth and showing us your way, correcting us. We love you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. So now, if you have never committed to him and you want to, Revelation 3:19, Romans 10, read Romans 10. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Revelation 3:20, actually. And if you would heed his voice, he's going to come and live on the inside of you. If you commit to heed his voice, say, Lord, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. He's going to come live on the inside of you. And then he's not a man that he should lie. If you continue to heed his voice, if you don't, then those promises are not going to come to pass. But ask him, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Call upon him. Commit to him. And let him help you keep that commitment. Thanks so much for being here today with me. God bless you.